Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Afti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about product market fit.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And the reason we're going to talk about it is because I'm doing a video show. So the first time I'm on video on a show. So there's like 8 episodes of seeing me talk with my friend Patrick about basically product market fit of popular products. So what we did is we took this sort of now very popular question and a whole bunch of other questions and asked people these questions about certain popular products, including Netflix and Evernote. And a bunch of others. The website is at producttradeoffs.com, and you'll be able to sign up via email and you'll get every episode. So now that I got that out of the way, Stelly, it's really fascinating. This is like something I've been wanting to do for a very long time since I first learned about the magic question that Sean Ellis, who's one of the people who coined the term growth hacker, he is the one and popularized the whole idea of growth hacking and all of that. He has this question, and he used this question to help companies like Dropbox and Zobni and Eventbrite and a bunch of other companies when he was VP of sort of interim VP of marketing at those companies. And the question is, how disappointed would you be if this product no longer existed? And it's a multiple choice question. It's very disappointed, somewhat disappointed, not disappointed at all are the kind of three options. And he'd ask this question of the customers that use a product. And his idea is that if a company has 40% or greater respondents saying they'd be very disappointed if the product no longer existed, the company essentially has product market fit. And it's just something he came up with. And this was like back in 2009 that he actually shared the methodology. And this was after he had helped some of those companies I mentioned. So we just decided to go survey thousands of people for each of the companies, hundreds in some cases, but usually thousands of people for each of the companies. And did a whole video show, I think it's about 20 minutes roughly each, talking about what we learned. So we learned about why people love and hate Evernote. We learned about why people love and hate Netflix. Not that many people hate Netflix. And the value props around it. We also asked net promoter score for these products. So I'm not going to share any of the stats or any of that stuff, but like the one thing that gets me really excited and is that now there will be a whole bunch of content about the value that people can get from asking this question and learning from their customer base. So it isn't about these popular products, in my opinion. Obviously it is. That's what we talk about. It's really about shedding light to product people, founders, CEOs, marketers, whoever cares to understand their own products better, how to actually do it, what you can learn from this process.
Awesome. I mean, number one, let's address the elephant in the room.
What's the elephant?
I am a jealous person, especially over people that are important to me. So when this show was announced, there was a lot of Twitter talk, a lot of people making comments of fun one way or another. Now, you know, Heaton has an even more attractive co-host to do episodes with. Then there's video. You guys are sitting together and I've thinking about the old good times when we were sitting in a balcony in Palo Alto and drinking coffee together, recording these episodes.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Hey, wait, hold on. Nobody can replace you, my friend. This is 400 episodes. I only did 8 with that guy, okay?
I love that you even use, you're so smart and cute, that you use like that guy for Patrick. I appreciate that. No, dude, I mean, if there's one person that I'll share my amazing podcast co-host with for even a short period of time, then definitely Patrick. You guys have been friends for a long time. It is an amazing, amazing dude. So I was happy about it. I thought I'll throw some smack into this year. And there was some Twitter.
Yeah, I like it.
There were some Twitter debates about you having another co-host.
God.
It was funny.
Oh, God. Too good.
Now that we got all my relationship issues out of the way, I love everything about the format, kind of having a season, the episodes, that you guys have done. The topic is super compelling. So everybody go. Make sure to go to producttradeoffs.com, dope domain, put in your email, you get access to these episodes, super entertaining, fun, and educational. Now, because our audience is really important, and a lot of our audience is going to be, you know, is probably already has already watched trade-offs and product trade-offs, what are maybe just like two nuggets that we can share with people to listen here that came up in the discussion as you guys were looking through these super popular products that were either surprising or counterintuitive or compelling in one way or another, something that you that stands even out to you as a product nerd and, you know, absolute powerhouse when it comes to knowing about all these products and how people feel about them and how they use them.
Yeah, there's, and I'm going to share it because like we're on our podcast. So I'm going to share some stuff. I'm not going to share any other place.
Boom.
So there's two I found interesting. When we some of the apps we did are document apps. So we did G Suite and Microsoft. And I think we did Evernote as well. So we did a few of these because they're very popular. And one of the things we learned is that these document apps have this effect where if someone's using the document apps for less than a year, they don't have product market fit. Like the product market fit score isn't 40% or higher.
Mm.
When people start using it, basically year one plus, the products hit product market fit. So if you're Notion, Coda, Airtable, and any of the other products in the space that are document apps, you need to know that. You need to know that you might not have fit until a year into people's usage of your product. Or you might need to figure out what you can do to have fit faster. And there's a lot of theories around that. But the main theory that I would have is that people don't get invested until they're like a year into the product. Because not enough of their stuff is in there.
That is crazy. It makes so much sense, but it is so really counterintuitive. Yeah. Yeah. You would never think that you would have to wait for somebody to use a product for a whole year and be like a real kind of committed.